Beches Bea Perikei Nishma Aleph. Mashilin Peroi Derech Aruba B'Yontif.
Somebody who sees that it's about to start to rain, and he has peres laid out to dry on his roof, is allowed to throw those peres through a sky window on the roof into the house on Yontif, even though this is the Lova Sarach Yontif, since it's not a Tercha Maruba to throw it down through the sky window. It's Mutter on Yontif, Abolo B'Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's awesome. U'machasen peroiz bakelim b'fnei hazlach. If he has water dripping from the roof onto his peres, he's allowed to cover those peres with something in order to protect them, even if those peres are muksa, for example, that trumas and maizos were not yet taken from them. Even so, it's mutter to cover them, to protect them from the rain, and this is mutter even on Shabbos. V'chein tadei yayin v'kadei shemen. So too, if he has pitchers of wine or oil which are getting ruined from rain dripping on them, is also allowed to cover them even on Shabbos.
V'noitzman kli tachas adlap b'Shabbos. If you have rain dripping into your house on Shabbos, you can put a kli there to catch the rain, and when that kli fills up, you can spill it out and put it back there again, and so on and so forth. Meseches Be'ah, Perek Hei Mishnah Beis. Kol shechayavin alav, mishum shvus, mishum reshut, mishum mitzvah b'Shabbos, chayavin alav v'yantus. All of the following Ithurim, which the Chachamim said are also to do on Shabbos, are also also to do on Yontif. These Ithurim fall into three categories: the category of Shvus, the category of Reshus, and the category of Mitzvah. The category of Shvus includes things which there is no Mitzvah at all to do them. Reshus includes things which there is a Mitzvah to do them, but it's not a Mitzvah of Gomor. And therefore they are called reshus, because compared to a mitzvah, they are reshus. And the category of mitzvah includes things which are a mitzvah gomer. The elu hein mishum shvus. The following fall under the category of shvus. Lo olim ve'ilam. It's also to climb a tree on Shabbos and Yontif. Zera that you might come to pull off a leaf or a branch. Velo roch ven agabi behema. It's also to ride on a behema, because you might come to cut off a branch in order to direct the behemoth. Below Satin Apnei Amayim, it's usher to swim, because you might come to make a raft. Below Metapkin, below Metapkin, below Meraktin, it's usher to clap, or to slap your thigh, or to dance. And these things are usher because you might come to fix a musical instrument. They're only mutter on Simchas Torah, Mishum Kavod HaTorah. The elu hein mishum reshus. The following fall under the category of reshus. They're only a ksas mitzvah, not a mitzvah gomer. Lo dunin. It's usher to judge a din Torah. And this is only a ksas mitzvah because we are talking about where there's somebody else in town capable of judging this din Torah. Lo mekachin. It's usher to be mekadesh and isha. This is only a ksas mitzvah. We're talking about where the person has an isha ubanim. Velo chosin, velo meyavim. It's also to do chalitza or yibum. And this is only a ksas mitzvah because we are talking about where he has an older brother. And lechatchila, the mitzvah of chalitza and yibum is on the oldest brother. All of these things are also there that you might come to write. As you might come to either write it in Torah, or to write a star erisin, or a star chalitza, or by yibum you might come to write a ksuba. It's also usher to divorce your wife on Shabbos and Yontif because you might come to write a get. The following fall under the category of mitzvah. They are mitzvah gomer. Lo makdishin, velo marichin, velo machrim. It's also to be magdish of behema, or to say erech ploni alai, which would be mechayvi to give the erech according to the age, lefi the amount that the Torah says in Parshas Bechukosai, velo machrim. It's usher to say Harei Behema Zucherim, which would be Mechayev you to give the Behema to the Bedek Abayis to be used for the Beit HaMikdash. These are usher because they are Doma to Mekach Umemker. The Lo Magbiyin Trumus Umaisris, it's usher to separate Trumus Umaisris, and this is usher Mishum Metakin Mana. It's similar to being Metakin a Kli, as you are being Metakin in this Eichel and making it Mutter to eat. Ko Elu B'Yontif Amru Kavachomer B'Shabbos. all of these things are usher on Yontif, and certainly they are usher on Shabbos. Ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos ala Urchol Nefesh Bovat. The only difference between Yontif and Shabbos are that on Yontif it's mutter to do malachis that are for Urchol Nefesh. This is going according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, all the malachas that are mutter to do for Urchol Nefesh on Yontif are mutter to do for other purposes, as long as it's l'tzarech hayom, or l'tzarech mitzvah.